welcome to another Cigna.com podcast. Joining us today is Jeff Galloway, Olympic runner and official Run Disney training consultant for the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend presented by Cigna in January 2011. Welcome, Jeff. Jeff, I signed up for one of the races during the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. Now what?
Well, the main concept is to figure out what your goal is for race day. Some will have time goals, but realistically, in the big races that we have, and Disney is, of course, one of the most popular races in the whole world, if not the most popular, there will be issues with crowds when you go through a lot of the different venues. So generally, I recommend that the first goal be to finish and to enjoy the experience. That's what people tell me day after day about their experiences at the Disney events. It's just a wonderful experience with the characters and the chance to take pictures together. What's really interesting is how adults will line up during a race to be pictured with Goofy or whatever character is out there on the course at the time, and there are quite a few of them. So anyway, fun should be the first mission. And that said, then, the training should build up so that there's plenty of endurance during the whole event. My first suggestion is to have the longest run be at least 26 miles for the marathon, at least 13 miles for the half. And by going super slow and putting lots of walk breaks in, this is doable for everyone. It's just mainly an issue of adjusting the run-walk-run ratio so that you feel good the whole way.
Well, Jeff, I hear and read that following that training plan will help, obviously, prepare for the race. And you've already mentioned this, but do I really have to run a total of 3.1, 13.1, or 26.2 miles before I get to the starting line?
Well, first of all, let me just backtrack and say that these training schedules that I developed for Disney are available at the Run Disney website, and they're free. So you will have the guidance to take you all the way there in terms of what you need to do each weekend. You only need to run walk for 30 minutes on Tuesday and Thursday in between the weekend, so there's not really a whole lot of work that is required. Now, to answer your question, the main issue with the length of the longest run deals with the wall. The wall is that infamous concept that runners encounter at the end of their race. And the wall is this fatigue, extreme sense of fatigue that one gets, in which the muscles really don't work very well at all, and sometimes you're forced to walk for the rest of the way. The wall tends to be the distance of your last long run within 3 weeks. So to ensure the best experience and the strongest finish, it's always better to at least go the distance. Now, in surveys that I've done, the evidence is quite clear. Numerous surveys show that those who used to run 20 miles as their longest before a marathon, when they go up to 26 in another training program later, the average improvement is more than 15 minutes. So there's a huge benefit available to those who will back off and then feel strong all the way through because they've prepared for that distance.
For those folks who are doing this for the first time, they're doing their first half marathon, Goofy Challenge. You have any advice for first-timers?
The main goal needs to be to finish. And I say that because I do talk to people via email or in clinics almost every day, folks that are doing their first, either half or full, and just want to shoot for a certain time. And the problem is that if you have a time goal, based on my experience now of having worked with over a quarter million runners, those who have a time goal don't have as much fun. They put pressures on themselves. They are not as satisfied with their accomplishment. Whereas those that simply go to finish experience a wonderful world of satisfaction and achievement that you just don't get in any other experience that I've found in life. So beginners should back off the pace, and we have some very good suggestions on the website as to what is an appropriate conservative pace and then what the run-walk-run ratios should be based on that pace.
I'm told you've run every Disney Marathon since its inception, Jeff. But why do you run this race?
It's a wonderful chance for families to come together, and there's something for practically every family member to do there that's fun. So it's like a reunion time, and it rewards family members that maybe had to put up with the dad or the mom during those long training runs, not seeing them around. It rewards them for putting up with that, and now they can go to Disney World, and that's certainly something we found in the Galloway family. But the other reason that I do this is that I've not found an event anywhere in the world that has the best logistics. You can stay right there on the property. You don't have to worry about how you're going to get there, how you're going to get back. It takes stress away and allows you to focus on the enjoyment of the event itself. And I plan to keep this streak going until the legs don't move anymore, and I'm planning on a whole lot more decades to go.
I'm told that there are training plans that you created and recommend for these type races. How and where would I find those?
You can find a number of different programs for various level of runners at RunDisney.com, where there's a lot of other information, including some video clips that highlight some of the techniques and the specific bits of instruction that you'll find on the website.
Great information, Jeff. I thank you for being with us. And a reminder, if you're looking for additional resources on training for the Walt Disney World Marathon presented by Cigna, please visit our website at www.cigna.com/Disney Marathon. Once again, that is www.cigna.com/Disney Marathon. You can also find these podcasts on iTunes by searching Cigna.